Hi there. The word for you today is, there is a way out. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, Paul writes, when you are tempted, there is a way out. Often we make excuses for our weaknesses or we blame others. The poet wrote, and I quote, an enemy I strove to know. He dogged my tracks where'er I'd go. My plans he balked and blocked my way to lofty goals. He answered, nay. Till I from him the veil did draw, I looked, and lo, myself I saw. When John Wesley students met each week, they would ask each other the following four questions. Here they are. Number one, what sins have you committed since we last met? Number two, what temptations have you faced? Number three, how were you delivered? At number four, what have you thought, said, or done, of which you are uncertain whether it is sin or not? Those four questions will keep you spiritually alert and on track. Paul writes, when we are tempted, God will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. In her essay, A Way Out, Portia Nelson writes, and I quote, I walk down the street. There's a hole in the sidewalk and I fall in. I'm lost. It isn't my fault. It takes me forever to get out. I walk down the street again. There's a hole in the sidewalk, but I pretend I don't see it. So I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. Still, it isn't my fault. I walk down the street again. There's a hole in the sidewalk. I see it, but I still fall in. It's a habit. But now my eyes are open and I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. I walk down the street. There's a hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Finally, I walk down a different street. Think about it.